January's U.S. jobs report surprised a lot of economists. The results showed far more jobs added than expected, and the unemployment rate fell to 3.4%, the lowest since May of 1969. With America adding more than 500,000 jobs last month, we're getting more surprising clues about the overall state of the U.S. economy. And it comes as the country grapples with the impact and usefulness of new artificial intelligence platforms. Some worry that one day, sooner than later, a plethora of jobs could be taken away from real humans and given to robots and computers that could presumably do the work faster, cheaper, etc. CNN business and politics correspondent Vanessa Yurkevich sat down with an expert to discuss whether this threat is real or imagined.
Which jobs is AI coming after first?
If you're a middle manager, you're doomed. Any kind of commodity salesperson, report writers and journalists, accountants and bookkeepers, and oddly enough, doctors, who are looking, who specialize in things like drug interactions.
Do you mean out of a job?
No.
Or you mean that part of your job?
That part.
Okay.
That's the relief a lot of Americans are looking for right now.
Will it take my job?
Yes and no. It's not going to replace you. Someone who knows how to use it well is going to take your job, and that's a guarantee.
By 2025, the World Economic Forum predicts that 85 million jobs will be displaced by automation and technology. But it will also create 97 million new roles. We've seen it before in the auto industry.
While the auto worker may be displaced because they are not as good at welding or as painting as the robot, there's probably 35 people that have to be involved in the creation and maintenance of that device that welds better than a person.
And that's what happened at Carbon Robotics. Former auto workers now building an AI laser weeder in Detroit for farms. The laser weeder, still operated by a human but run by AI, can do the work of between 40 to 80 people, says the CEO, filling roles that are hard to find humans for. This music is composed solely by artificial intelligence called Ava. It even has an album you can stream. AI music is more affordable. There's no producer, composer, or artist to pay.